Greetings and welcome to the dedication of the City of Wrangell's new Heritage Harbor.
That's Jim Leslie, chair of Wrangell's current Port Commission. He led the dedication ceremony of Wrangell's Heritage Harbor, which recently opened up for business. Leslie's speech focused on the key people that were involved and key events that have taken place over the past 14 years when the idea of Heritage Harbor was first conceived.
In June of 1993, Wrangell Port Commission, represented by Chairman Bob Prunella and Commissioners Chet Powell Jr., Bill Kinect, Doug Roberts, and John Stevenson, recommended to the City Council to place a $20 million new harbor on the top of the city's capital improvement list and pursue state funding and support for this project.
Other individuals and groups that have taken a lead role in making Heritage Harbor a reality include Harold Mosier of the Department of Transportation, Representative Don Young, Senator Ted Stevens, Frank Murkowski, the Army Corps of Engineers, the Department of Community and Economic Development, and the Department of Fish and Game. Leslie also thanked past City Manager Dave Sulak, Finance Director Jeff Jaybush, Bill Previtt, Economic Development Director Cal Rushmore, City Manager Bob Prunella, Harbor Master Greg Meisner, Dick Somerville and PNND, Kiewit Corporation, Tamiko, as well as City Councils, Port Commissions, and local residents who lobbied in Juneau and helped lay the rocks of the harbor. Throughout the history of Heritage Harbor, which all of these people and groups are part of, Leslie highlighted a few.
Bo Versbicki with the Army Corps of Engineers was with us in the beginning and right on through to the end of the project. He helped us with every step from the reconnaissance phase to congressional language for appropriation requests, economic justifications, environmental issues, construction, and financing requirements. It is poignant to mention that Bo suddenly died earlier this week of a massive heart attack, and he will be sorely missed by not only Wrangell, but those in the Army Corps of Engineers and his family. Wrangell owes Bo a debt of gratitude for the success of this project. Without his constant guidance, direction, and prodding, we likely would never have pulled this off. Bo has made a lot of friends in Wrangell, and he will always be remembered as one who helped in so many ways to make Heritage Harbor become a reality for Wrangell.
Leslie also noted one of the many guests who were visiting Wrangell for the dedication.
Some folks who played key roles initially were Dave Mork, Harbor Master, and I'm told that this is really Dave's initial dream and vision. Dave Mork gets credit for initially drumming this idea up.
Leslie said the completion of Phase 1 of Heritage Harbor is critical to Wrangell's economic recovery. Along with Wrangell's travel lift and marine repair facility, the new harbor will help expand Wrangell's growth.
We've only just begun. With the help of our friends in government and continued community support, we will realize our dream to recover this economy and take our place with the rest of Alaska as we provide high quality of life opportunities for our citizens and hope and opportunity for our youth. Again, thank you for joining us today as we celebrate this significant addition to the City of Wrangell and its citizens.
During his speech, former Governor Frank Murkowski mentioned the cost-benefit analysis, which was done years ago and proved to be one of the hurdles in building Heritage Harbor.
In the sense of saying, well, you know, the problem is you don't have a bigger fleet here because you don't have an adequate harbor. So it's the old chicken and egg game. And we were able to, convince them that if the facility were here, the vessels would come.
But he said that was in the past. And the dedication ceremony was a new part of the history of Heritage Harbor, as well as Wrangell.
We're very proud to be a part of this event today because it does mark a very significant expansion of the lifestyle in Wrangell, Alaska, which is very special, and this is a very special part of southeastern Alaska. It's been a long time in coming, but it is a reality, and this is the day for Wrangell to cut a ribbon on a very important part of its history.
When asked what the new harbor means to the community of Wrangell, Harbor Master Greg Meisner said Heritage Harbor means a chance and another opportunity.
You know, we've been very undersized stall-wise. The fleet had no chance to grow. And I think this gives a chance, coupled with our travel lift, for the marine industry to grow. You know, the canneries are trying to expand and regroup, and they need a place to park vessels. They need a place to haul boats, and this is a good start. Heritage Harbor is a place to come live and work out of Wrangell, a place to moor your boat.
What comes next is Phase 2. This encompasses the implementation of two new main docks with fingers and two transient docks. If the adequate funding comes through, Meisner hopes to have a completed project with a restroom facility and a paved parking lot. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.